Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hi, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect, and this is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace. I'm Andrea, and with us is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Andrea. Hi, listener.
Valerie, thanks so much for being in the studio with us again today. Actually, today is our last episode.
So quick. Yes. It felt like just yesterday when we had the first one.
So this is our 17th episode, and over the course of all these episodes, we have talked a lot about different topics, about money, about relationships, about singlehood.
Yes.
About
being a mom.
About being a mom, about health.
Yes, yeah, about health as well.
That was one of our big topics too. So let's get to our final question for this season.
Yes. What would that be?
Okay, this person says, I am contented and grateful for what I have, but I have this constant feeling that there can be more.
Okay.
But I don't know how to get started, because every day time just flies by. The routine just goes on, and before I know it, it's Monday again. I regularly work on myself and listen to podcasts, read books, and continue to invest time in myself. But alone, I feel like I'm moving on so slowly. I feel uncomfortable every day because I feel like I'm not at my best. I wish to do more, break through faster, and achieve what I have been always dreaming of.
Okay. The first word that comes to my mind is congratulations, because congratulations, you are like the caterpillar in the cocoon that's ready to break out into a butterfly. Every time when people write to me or when people talk to me and they say they are frustrated, they feel uncomfortable, they know there's something more but they don't know how to start,
yeah,
I think it's very good news, really, because if you don't feel that frustration, you are very comfortable in your comfort zone. But if you are beginning to feel the irritation, the frustration, or even the anger of staying stuck, then it means that you are ready for a whole new level of growth. And for this listener who say that, I don't feel like I'm at my best, if you can say that, it means that you kind of have an idea what does your best look like.
Yeah.
You already know. Otherwise, you wouldn't see the disparity.
Correct.
And the struggle here is you have been putting in a lot of willpower and putting your head down and, you know, doing all the studies yourself. I remember, it reminds me of a few ladies who shared with me that it scares them more to think about how long they would take to do it all alone than to jump into an adventure. Going on a 12-month program with me, we call it the adventure, breakthrough adventure. And they say that it's even scarier to imagine themselves staying the same or doing it alone the slow way 3 to 4 years. Because they can't guarantee what will happen after that, you see.
Yeah.
But if they work with the right people, people who have done it themselves in any area they want to do, okay, anything, they are not alone. And that's where the magic happens. We are never meant to be alone. There was a time I thought knowing God is enough, doing it with God is enough, me and God and the world, you know, that kind of thinking. But I learned the hard way that God also sends people, works through people.
Yeah.
That if we don't need people in our lives, we don't need to be in this world. It's part of our growth, it's part of our journey. And let's not resist that. I used to be that person who would resist and think that I'm really independent, I'm very strong, I can do it myself. It took me quite a few falls to learn the lesson of receiving support from other people. The beauty, the the speed of grace, to experience the speed of grace when I'm willing to collaborate with people. Even as a business person back then, I was a very stubborn person. I would admit that. I thought my own ideas is enough. I do it all is enough. And I ended up really, really doing everything myself. And I burned out. I didn't understand teamwork. I didn't understand allowing people to shine too. You know? I didn't understand the power of mentorship, of partnership. And this is the time for the listener, the person who asked the question. It's time for you to work with somebody. You know, somebody whom you can learn from, whom maybe took years to learn what you want to learn. You don't need to take 10 years or 10 lessons to learn what they learn. You can learn the fast way or the slow way. There's no right or wrong way, but how fast do you want to break through? Like, what is that thing that you are studying, you're reading about, you are even meditating about, or researching about? What is that thing? Can I invite you to think about who can you learn from? You know, maybe you can read the books, you can watch the interviews, and what's the next step? Don't stop there. Don't be just a consuming, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so but this person says that she, I believe it's a she,
okay,
she is contented and grateful.
Yes.
It seems like she is in a comfortable place.
Yes.
Yet she says she feels uncomfortable every day.
Yes.
Because she's not at her best. So how does she get out of this discomfort? It seems like she's already doing everything that she can.
Exactly.
She's reading, she's...
Yeah, so the key is she's doing it herself. You know what I mean? She's doing it herself. She's doing it... She's doing the same things. And if you've... physically you're doing the same things. You're studying, you're reading, you're doing a podcast, listening to podcasts. Then emotionally you feel, hey, it's still not enough somehow. You know? You know, then it's time to engage and invite other people in your journey. It's time to expand your world. Just like the description I was saying, you are like the caterpillar and the cocoon is ready to break out. But when you break out, it's quite scary to fly alone. You know, it's just like you take a plane and go to a place where you may have researched a lot about. You may have... studied a lot about the history, everything, the places, that even the language. I remember I wanted to relocate to Japan. That was my dream when I was 24. And I took 1 year. I was like the classic type. I would put my head down and study and take the exams, do my due diligence, okay? Research, save the money. I did everything I could and I really made it happen. I landed in Sapporo, Hokkaido. Got my apartment, got a place to go to. The first day I went there, right, somebody spoke to me in Japanese and I couldn't say a word out. I was too shocked. I was dumbfounded. And I learned one thing. So what if you know the language? Like, I mean, I really studied and I was at the second highest level in their JLPT, the proficiency test, right? So what if you got the qualifications? I felt so lost and I felt so alone that day. I'll never forget my first day in Japan. And then I reached out. I reached out to locals. I know who live there. And I could get around so fast. I could move faster. You know? It's the same. What world are you trying to conquer? What is your dream? What is your vision? You are not supposed to do it alone. As much as it burns in your heart to the point you say you feel uncomfortable because you know you're not your best, then would you be willing to ask God to show you who are the people you think I should reach out to, who I could learn from, who I could reach out to and connect with? Who are the people who you know that would make this journey of turning my dreams or visions into reality really, really fun? then it's not so scary after that. Because when you hear these people talk to you, or they speak into your life, it could be just a 30-minute meeting or a coffee. And they speak the words into your life and they tell you, you know what, you can do it. I know you can because I've been worse than you. You know these kind of conversations? I've had those conversations, and those words are very powerful. They are not words that you read from the book that is written for everybody. They are not words that are on a podcast that is also spoken to everybody. But they are words spoken specifically to you from a person who have done it.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. It's very edifying. It can fuel you on for years. Like to this day, that I will never forget certain statements certain people say to me. And it has empowered me to be where I am today, and I can pass it on.
Yeah.
So I want to invite that person who asked that question to look for the right people and get out of your cocoon. The world is waiting to see your beauty.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just reminded of my own situation when I was a new mom.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, you know, every question that I had, I would Google.
Yeah.
I'll go to the different websites to find out, my child has a fever, what do I do? Is it something to be worried about? Or what? You know, there's so many questions, especially for a new mom.
Yes.
But then, somebody said this once that, you know, as a new mom, you need support. Your support system is very important.
Yes.
Just like someone whom you can go to or ask anything, someone who has been through it. So I've got this friend who has 4 sons.
Wow.
And whenever I had concerns, and I mean, yes, I can look it up on Google, but when you speak to someone who has been through it, you know, with 4 boys, I have 2 boys, it's so much, you feel so much more supported and comforted.
Yes.
Yeah, because she has been through it, so I don't have to worry because I can also get through that, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a very simple example, but I was reminded of it when you say that you can do all the reading, all the studying, but if you don't have anyone that supports you and goes alongside with you on this journey, you will feel so alone and so stuck sometimes. So thank you so much for sharing your personal experience with us through these 17 weeks, Valerie Grace. We have heard your stories, we have heard stories of your clients, we have heard stories of your followers, your Instagram followers, and thank you for turning those stories into little life lessons for all of us.
It's my pleasure, and it's their pleasure too, to be, you know, willing to have their stories shared.
Oh, that's like, great.
Yeah. And for the listeners who have been following through as well, even if this is your first time and the last time you're listening to this, then nothing happens by randomness. You are here for a reason. And I hope it has blessed you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I believe that you've had some people email you also to ask you for previous episodes that have been broadcast.
Yes.
So I do hope that we get all the episodes.
Yes,
up,
so we are in the works.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and so we're in the works, and it's going to be on Apple Podcast, so that you can download and listen to all the 17 episodes. And also, I know that there are people who prefer to read, so I've been getting our episodes transcribed. And by the way, the transcriber also emailed me. He's a guy. He's from Kenya. So a shout out to Edwin Banti. And he wrote an email to say it has blessed him too. So I really love that, how this is bringing people together.
Yeah. And on Breakthrough Women, we talk about relationships, family, singlehood, dating, health, physical, mental, financial health.
Yes.
And also unleashing our best self.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
you have been indeed our breakthrough catalyst, and I hope our listeners are on their way to making that change in the life that they are dreaming of. So, well, this is our final episode for Breakthrough Women this season. See you next season. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.